Against Her Nature by Elizabeth Buchan. Read by Stella Gonne. Prologue. Perhaps it was something to do with their height. Tall women are treated differently from their small sisters. Being tall means that you must work hard to blend. Perhaps it was their differences. One from a gentle, unthreatened upbringing in Hampshire. The other from the tough outreaches of a council flat in Streatham. And they recognized in each other the polarity essential to balance. Perhaps it was the era, which promised that all things were possible. It was not so surprising that a girl nurtured in the city's anarchy should be drawn to one to whom it had always been suggested that the world was ordered for her comfort. They were not to know that a decade of excess was closing, and with the arrival of the modern imperialists and pirates blowing in from Europe, and the unleashing of natural disasters, that a furious battle would be waged between the ghosts of the past and the spectres of the future. In the bitter clash would die the belief that we had wrapped up life with antibiotics, insurance, and social security. Whatever. The two girls met at a reception given by Women in the City, the WIC, a new and of necessity rather poorly subscribed association. For 10 seconds or so, they scrutinized each other. Long seconds. Instantly, and to her immense surprise, a love both deep and loyal, destined to outlive feelings for lovers, perhaps husbands, trembled on the edges of Becky Vitali's uninhabited and skeptical heart, but drove a spear through Tess France. And that was that. "Let me draw sustenance from life," wrote Tess in her childhood.